Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
You know, the police provide a service of assisting and protecting, but they do not provide this type of service. No, sir, they do not. So this is Florida Man, Timothy Gunter. He was arrested last week in Lake County. He had called the police because he needed them to test his bad drugs. Please test my bad drugs, after he burglarized a home over barking dogs. The 34-year-old was booked into Lake County Jail, charged as a burglar and meth possession. The deputy was patrolling in the Paisley area. He was flagged down by the burglar. This guy looks like he's on meth. Look at the Juan showing you if you're watching the simulcast. This dude looks like a tweaker. Looks exactly like you think a tweaker would look, and his eyes are way close together. But the burglary victim flagged down the deputy, led him to his house, and he said that Gunter randomly uttered that he had just received some bad drugs. And he said he asked the deputy to test him because he thinks there's something wrong with his meth. So he said he broke into the victim's house because he could hear dogs barking inside. He is being held in jail on an $18,000 bond. That's not what you ask the police to do. They don't. It's not.
That's what they did.
Nah, you don't be like, can you come check my bad drugs? Yeah. So this Florida man, he complimented this other. I mean, sometimes you see a nice car out and about, right? And in Winter Haven, this driver complimented another driver's car, and the driver whose car he complimented punched him promptly in the face. It's all on, dude, who is the, well, at least the guy doesn't skip leg day. I will say, the guy who isn't the guy who did the punch and the one who doesn't skip leg day, apparently. John Sturgeon is the one who stopped his vehicle, approached the driver, and punched him in the face. And the victim said that he had waved his hand and told Sturgeon that he had a nice car. And I guess the guy thought it was a road rage thing. What? Okay, Juan, I need you to roll that video back. That guy toddler stomps to his car. He is so roided out. He has to stomp like a toddler, otherwise he'll start a fire with his thighs. Let's just pull it back. That's crazy. That's crazy. So he had told the deputies, he'd waved his hand and said that he was telling them he had a nice car. Did Sturgeon think? Apparently Sturgeon thought he was flipping him off, because the victim is even literally on video. And the guy, the victim, has a Dodge Charger. And he's saying, I'm trying to tell you, nice car, bro. I like your car. And then Sturgeon comes out in his red tank top and his gray shorts, and he, you know, punches him. I guess he mistook it as an insult. So they're trying to, he wasn't there when deputies went to his house, so they're trying to find him. Why in the world? I got to have him walking, though. I didn't mean to like throw that up on you, Juan, but this guy toddler stomping back to his car is amazing. Now here he's like, roar, 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 roar. And he's got all this. He's roided out. You know he is. Look, he can't even walk. He can't even put his damn arms down. He walks like a giant baby.
Like a statue.
Yeah. But it's like he was trying to, the guy was telling him you got a nice car, and he got offended. So you can't even compliment people anymore. Everybody's offended. And a Florida man wearing an ankle monitor attempts a kidnapping in a Walmart parking lot. It's always a Walmart parking lot. Orlando, Florida. Police were called after a reference to an armed robbery and possible kidnapping. Juan Perez, 54, is the culprit. He approached the victim after pacing the parking lot. He forced her into her trunk, took out a knife, held it to her throat, and the victim tried to fight back. And she was able, he threatened to cut her throat if she persisted. He fled after a good guy intervened. And then the witness said that she witnessed Perez trying to shove the victim in the trunk, and her legs were flailing out. So the guy's arrested. His court date is September 10th. So they got the bad guy off the streets. Our partners at Help Bring You Free Radio, it's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the P15. If you haven't seen the P15 yet, you need to check it out. It is the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm on the market. And that comes in two versions. You have the polymer version, and then you have the metal version. The metal version is really cool. It's beautiful. You know, those walnut wood grip panels. And it's just, it's ideal for concealed carry, from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. And it's, you know, just game-changing innovation from Kel-Tec. You have the tritium and fiber optic front sight. You got the fully adjustable two-dot rear as well. It's super light and only 1.27 approximately inches wide. It's just awesome concealability, and you don't have to sacrifice stopping power at all. Check it out. It's the P15 only at KeltecWeapons.com, KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
At the suggestion of Elon Musk, who has given me his complete and total endorsement. That's nice. Smart guy. He knows what he's doing. It's very, very much appreciated. I will create a government efficiency commission tasked with conducting a complete financial and performance audit of the entire federal government and making recommendations for drastic reforms. We need to do it.
So I don't oppose that on its face, but I got some questions. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this third hour on this Friday. And here's why. I am so allergic to anything that sounds like an expansion of government that when I hear something that sounds remotely like an expansion of government, even if it's for the purpose of then reducing it, I get real weird about it because I feel like the government's too big, right? There's too much stuff. There's too many agencies. There's this, there's that. So Musk proposed this and said he wouldn't take a salary. I mean, not that he, you know, he wouldn't need one. He said that he wouldn't take a salary from it. And he had said that this was all about, you know, cutting government. And Musk had said, I am willing to serve. He wouldn't take a salary, but wouldn't you need people to facilitate this stuff to do it? If you're having a commission on government efficiency and it would audit agencies, are people who would, it's not Elon Musk that's going to be auditing all of these agencies, right? It's other people that are going to be auditing the agencies. And are they going to do it for free? Or is that going to require taxpayer dollars to pay them to do it? Which then, when I look at it that way, it kind of sounds like screwing for chastity. I just don't know how workable this is. It just seems antithetical to create more government, to reduce government. When that dude down in, what's his face? Millet, he cut everything. He was like, I don't need to create a commission. Whoopity-doo. It's done. He just cut it. Javier Millet, he just cut it. Kane, I think, disagrees with me. What? Do you disagree with me on that? Doesn't it, it kind of...
No, like I agree with you with all of what you're saying. No one likes more government here, but I'm okay with Trump, who, by the way, isn't a lifelong politician, who comes in, sees the issue of government not being audited in places it should be. He then taps the shoulder of someone else who also isn't in government, in the private sector mainly, and asks his opinion on a commission to help cut what essentially the government has been avoiding, which are these audits
right.
in all these different departments.
Well, so, who does the work of the auditing?
What do you mean?
Like, well, somebody actually has to audit them and go through
the books.
I think
it's the department heads of each one of those agencies they're considering cutting. Those department heads have to provide the data and prove their case that they need either more or less, or what are they operating on. It's a true audit. So it would have to, the data would have to come from the department heads of those agencies.
Let me counter that idea.
All right.
Why don't we just get rid of all those departments?
That's what I'm saying. But imagine being, so imagine what the media would do to somebody like that. When, but if you have,
look at what they're doing, and he's not doing
but
it.
What he's doing is he's spreading the liability out by having this commission. He's saying, all right, we're gonna have more heads. It's not just me that's just deciding, you know, at the whim of myself to get rid of these agencies. He's avoiding that narrative in the media by spreading out that liability to a commission. I think it makes great sense, but I also agree that I don't want more government, even if it's to create less government. But in this instance, I think it makes complete sense. You're bringing a guy in who's had a massive amount of success in the private sector, and he's great.
Well, I don't argue that.
Yeah,
and I like the idea of examining how agencies are spending money and eliminating nonsensical spending. I just think if you have to, I just think everything needs to be cut out. like a radical surgery to nothing but Article 1, Section 8.
That would be so great.
Nobody's got the balls to do it, though.
Singing my favorite song over there.
I'm saying, I mean, this Javier Milei guy is like the only one who came in. I mean, you know, he just doesn't care. That dude doesn't care. He's got a pretty wife and a crazy hairdo. He doesn't care. Guys like that don't care. He just went in and was like, I don't care. I'm cutting everything.
But I understand why he would want to spread the liability out over this commission, because the media already wants to paint him as some
they're
guy
gonna do it regardless.
That's a dictator.
I just feel they're going to do it regardless.
Want the dictator label to be what drives the decisions on which agencies to cut and how much.
He doesn't have to. If he were to be reelected, he wouldn't have to worry about it again. So I feel like he could just do whatever he wants.
I agree with you there, but
I don't think I think it's a sign of fear to not do it.
But it damages down ticket. You can't allow
these people
that.
Need to ball up and fight.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's,
I'm tired of us having to deal with the consequence of them not wanting to fight.
Yeah, and it's a shame that the media is actually, instead of watchdogs for the American people, they're lapdogs.
Anything less than Article 1, Section 8 is cowardice.
Yes. But our media would never go out there. You think
they're not
going
to allow it
there?
Now, though. Literally, AP made up a whole quote and attributed it to J.D. Vance. And Kamala Harris ran with it. And Tiananmen Tim ran with it. They all ran with it. They made up a quote and everyone ran with it. And then they quietly, very surreptitiously deleted it later. That's all.
Yeah.
They don't care. It doesn't matter what you do or don't do. They're going to make up something. If there's nothing in there to support their narrative, they'll create
that's
it.
That's true. But he doesn't want to destroy. The media has the power to destroy.
That's a gift, though.
What's a gift?
The fact that they'll just make it up. Then you can just do whatever you want if they're going to make it up anyway.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's too many people that believe that stupid narrative from it hurts down ticket in every state. You can't do that. You can't be the dictator the media is claiming that you
wait
are.
Wait a minute. How is that being a dictator?
By just going in by yourself.
Big government.
I'm talking about the narrative the media will run with. I'm not talking about the actual definition of it. This is the narrative the media will run with, and he's spreading that liability out over this commission so that he doesn't look like a dictator, so that it's not perceived as some dictator move. He's getting the advice of successful private sector people. This is a sane thing to do, and the media will not look at it that way.
So it's sane to not totally cut out all government.
What? I'm not sure you heard what I said, but
I
no,
did.
You're right. It's not sane to not cut all of. I'm not. What are we saying?
I'm just because I don't really care. If I were him,
I understand what he's doing.
I wouldn't care about the liability, and I would be like, you know what? You guys allowed it to get this big all these years in office. Now, guess what? You get to deal with coming up with a great message right now to fight this.
Because
I'm cutting it.
That's
when
thing.
Will they get another chance like that again?
And that's the thing. I'm not.
Snippity snip. Cut and cut.
But when you damage down ticket and you can't control either House or Senate, then what kind of job have you
done?
I reject
that narrative, sir. I reject the narrative that it would be him damaging down ticket. It's all the people that allowed it to get this big that damaged
Lord,
it themselves.
I'm with you on that one, too. But that does not
so
explain
weird,
the
like
whole of this particular situation.
I'm just saying.
It is worth the discussion, though.
I don't know. That's why I just feel like it's. It seems like I'm going to create more government to cut this government. And I don't like
know.
That.
When I see when I
looks.
Hear more government being created, it's never an issue. Like, it's always something that grows government. This is actually an effort to shrink government.
By creating temporarily more government.
Temporarily. When has anything been temporary in government?
You just admitted
when has anything been temporary in government? Anything.
I love it. You just admitted it. It's okay.
Oh, would you stop?
That's all right. That's all right. So now that we've established that, I ought to, at this point, get at Kane for not playing Warhammer, but I'm not. It's all right that you don't want to do the... It's
quit
all right
attacking
that,
me, Dana!
You or Steve. Steve is probably like, what? I don't even under... He wouldn't know. No, that's all right. It's okay. You guys just don't want to play fun radio activities. It's okay. In an era where daily election headlines and political turmoil can create a sense of unrest, having a peaceful retreat is more important than ever. Cozy Earth's exceptional products can be instrumental in helping you establish a sanctuary within your own home. Their sheet set is a standout favorite of mine. You get unmatched comfort and a nice soothing touch. You can create your own sanctuary with Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. The softness of their sheets and the quality of their material materials will truly elevate your space and turn your bedroom into a cozy haven. And if you're seeking to transform your living environment into a serene escape, Cozy Earth also offers the perfect solution to create that tranquil home that you've been longing for. With a 10-year guarantee, these sheets are a long-lasting investment in quality. So get the ultimate in comfort and up to 40% off at CozyEarth.com/Dana and use code Dana. Don't forget to tell them that I sent you in the post-purchase survey and you can get free socks. That's CozyEarth.com/Dana and use code Dana to get up to 40% off.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So in Rome, they're trying to figure out how to manage the crowds around the famous Trevi Fountain, which is kind of in the heart of the city. The Eternal City is considering charging people €2, which is like $2.25 a ticket, to access this open-air fountain. So if you get on one of the 9 steps that leads to the edge of the fountain, they would charge you. In Romans, for Romans, it's free. But they said that they were trying to figure out how to do it because people are there always feeding pigeons, which you're not supposed to do because the pigeon excrement actually is super damaging to all the stonework that make all the monuments and all this stuff. And they don't want people jumping in the stupid fountain. They don't want people jumping in the fountain. It's so dumb. They have people that try to recreate that La Dolce Vita, Fellini's La Dolce Vita, by jumping in the Trevi Fountain. You can't do that. That's a fine. And a lot of people, sometimes they try to climb on it and they actually will damage the marble and the stone that's around it. So they're trying to figure out how to better manage it. But I think that might be a little difficult, too, because it's a pretty big area, and that's a pretty big area unless they're going to enclose it. I don't know how they're going to charge people as they go up to those steps, but very interesting nonetheless. Also, DirecTV's dispute might prevent millions of people from watching next week's debate. Subscribers to DirecTV, they may not actually be able to see it. They said that more than 11 million subscribers nationwide saw their ABC channel go dark on September 1st because Walt Disney and DirecTV are in a carriage dispute. This is the carriage dispute that Newsmax was saying was costing it its First Amendment right. And I'm like, it's literally a contract dispute. Why are you? Stop it. It's not a First Amendment thing. This is exactly what this is. It's a carriage dispute. They said that their contract expired on September 1st. They're going back and forth over prices and all this stuff. And apparently they don't have any other negotiations underway, a source told one of the outlets. And so ABC, they are hosting that one and only debate. ABC's Disney owned, so they may not carry it. So we'll see. You may have to watch C-SPAN or something. Maybe.
I think Democrats are okay with that.
Yeah, I think Democrats are totally fine. A water buffalo became a local celebrity because it escaped slaughter. Aw, I want a water buffalo pet. It's in Iowa. It's a folk hero type figure now. The animal was also shot by police. Residents in Pleasant Hill, Iowa, first spotted the water buffalo in the middle of the road. You know, they're kind of unusual in the area, so it was a little weird. And they said they started tracking it. They named him Phil after their city, Pleasant Hill. And police were alerted to it. They said at first he was aggressive and dangerous. They didn't want him to cause a car accident, public safety, so on and so forth. They shot him in the belly, but he was wounded, but he, you know, still was able to evade. And then now he's kind of a folk hero. Now he seems meek, not violent, and they're taking care of him. And I guess they rehabilitated him, and now he's like a town hero. Isn't that nice? I want a pet water buffalo now. Parkinson's may begin in the gut, says a study, adding to growing evidence about where a lot of these diseases originate. Gastrointestinal problems. They talk about how it's common in patients that have neurodegenerative disorders to the point where it's called institutional colon. Lots of colon stuff, right? I'm telling you, Parkinson's, all kinds of stuff. The entire gastrointestinal tract is affected, apparently, in Parkinson's. And so now they're looking at gut issues and trying to figure out how they can anticipate and get ahead of some of this stuff. Kane just made the big probiotics super happy, didn't you? Well, and Biden admitted, speaking of that the other day, that the Inflation Reduction Act was not at all about inflation reduction. He did this. Audio soundbite one. Listen.
My investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called we should have named it what it was. But
that lame duck Biden is more honest than the regular Biden.
This turkey neck Biden, DGAF, man. Wow, we should have really named it what it was. That's an ad. Cut, run. That's an ad. That is an ad. Wow, we should have named it what it was. We're going to throw all your money into the sun to placate the sun god. That's what it is. That's, you realize that climate change isn't that far off from just throwing people in volcanoes? Think of it. Like, we got to spend all this money on the weather. That's what we got to do. We're going to spend the money. We need your money. You got to, you're going to go and plant saplings for every mile that you undertake on a jet. No one does that. You all know that's a bunch of, that's so nonsense. It's the modern, it's the modern day indulgence is all it is. That's all it is, right? It's the modern day indulgence. We're just going to plant those saplings. Honestly, I'm angrier that I didn't get into that grift. I'm mad that it's a grift I should have gotten into. That going out there and selling them indulgences. Every mile you drive, we're going to plant this plant. Going to put a tree in the ground here. Look at that. We love the earth. Look at us hugging the earth. We love it. No, but it is not that much different from throwing virgins in volcanoes at this point. We got to fling some money into the sun, guys. That'll make the sun god less angry. He needs to nom some cash. He's got the munchies for some cash, and he needs the cash to make him not obliterate the planet with hotness. So can you guys send some funds his way? I'm going to throw it into the magma.
It's convincing science.
Into the space magma.
So imagine flaunting the Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday, which hasn't even reduced any food or energy costs.
Yeah, hasn't done any. It's the Inflation Reduction Act. Well, look how much it reduced. Well, it's got to go up a whole hell of a lot, and then it's going to come down at some point, maybe.
It's so frustrating. I can't believe I'm laughing.
Oh, you have to, because you'll throw yourself off your roof if you don't.
So frustrating.
We're just going to laugh our way off the edge of the roof. That's what we're doing. That's all we're doing right here. But it is true. I mean, everything is... I did a, every now and then I have to do, so I get my basic supplies at Costco, right? I have to do some things. I got to get some stuff at Costco. We've been going through paper towels like crazy lately because our dog, Wick, is insane. We love him. He's very smart. He's learning. He's a very smart pup, but he also is a very rebellious preteen and he just doesn't care. Much like Biden with his turkey neck and his collar open, doesn't care. But I went and I made this order at Costco, and it's one that I've made, it's like the same order because it's your basic mass quantities of goods that you know that you're going to go through and know that you're going to use, right? So you have like your paper towels, and I'm obsessed with buying, don't misunderstand this, like bleach products in bulk. I'm just like, why not? I can use it for so many things. There's so many activities I can use this for. Like, this is great, you know, murder amongst them. I'm kidding. But you know, you get it in and you get all your stuff. And there's other things that I get too. Like they have really good produce at Costco. Anyway, not a Costco commercial. But I've noticed, I have watched my bill go up over the course of the past couple of years. And it is almost double what it was. Just about double for the same little list of groceries that I have purchased over 2+ years. Maybe with the addition of here or there paper plates or something like that. Like, you know, every now and then, like, I'll have something, just like a little thing added onto it. It's almost double what it was. People are broke. And then to have him go out there, we should have called it what it was. Didn't actually reduce inflation. It didn't do anything like that at all. Had no impact. Well, now they're being honest about it. But we were called conspiracy theorists, though, when we said that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.